This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, new life in Christ and an embarrassing trip to the telephone company. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Jim was a prominent young lawyer, well known in the community, and a new believer in Christ. Now, Jim wanted Christ first in everything he did, whether it be at home or at the office. But he had a big problem. Before he came to know Christ, he had cheated the telephone company out of the revenue of 3 phones that he had installed illegally in his home. After counseling with his pastor, Jim decided he would admit his guilt to the telephone company and pay what he rightfully owed. So the next Monday morning, he headed downtown to the telephone company. He felt ashamed. What would people think? After all, he was a lawyer, one trained to defend the law. He entered the building, walked to the front desk, and told the receptionist what he had done. She made a phone call, told him he must go upstairs to the supervisor's office. When he told the supervisor his story, the man was dumbfounded. He had never faced this dilemma before. What should he do? Jim offered to pay the amount he had cheated the company out of. Well, that seemed fair. But what would the supervisor call it? Finally, the supervisor took out a piece of paper, marked the amount, and wrote restitution in big, bold letters. Next, Jim had to go to the city building inspector's office. He had closed in his carport with no permit from the city without a permit from the electrical department. He knew he would have to tear the walls down and let the city inspector have a look. It could cost him $1,000. After he explained to the city official what he had done, the official called in the electrical supervisor. "Tell this man what you just told me," the official said. So Jim explained the way he had wired the new room. "Sounds fine to me," the man said. So they issued Jim a $9 permit and dismissed him. On the way home, Jim was full of joy as he thanked and praised the Lord. His conscience was clear. He had confessed his sin and made restitution. 1 John 1:9 became a reality. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Friend, do you want Christ first in everything? Come before Him with an open heart, confess your sin, and experience the joy of a clear conscience. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.